Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Hello to our friends and neighbors from Our Savior. We're so glad you turned your radio on this morning. It's going to be the best day of its kind.
And a warm one.
Well, let's see if you're awake this morning. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
And we hope you as worshipers are too.
It is still the Easter season, and we have been so blessed by you, and we appreciate you turning us on. Hello to all the people who are listening in. What's going on today, PD?
Well, this is the fifth Sunday as we approach the seventh and then Pentecost, but this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today's sponsor is kind of a wonderful experience. We have had now three new sponsors that came aboard 2 months ago. One who has been doing it with us for a couple decades, and then two others who, all three of whom, belong to other churches, okay? So that we're not stealing any sheep, but they are listening to this broadcast and are blessed by the broadcast, like so many of our members. Regretfully, some don't listen to us, their loss. But these ones have supported us financially and for multiple weeks, and we thank them. So because they want to be anonymous, all three, I call this the anonymous donor number three, because that's the way it came in sequence. Thank you all for the sponsorship of these radio times. So as we gather here this day, our gathering hymn is an Alan Jackson number, He Lives.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
If you're a fan of Alan Jackson, you'd realize this morning at 5 a.m. on DishNet, channel 267, they did an Hour of the Gaither program just of Alan Jackson's faith-based music. It was wonderful, inspiring for me for the service today. So we come into the house of the Lord or into your private rooms or gathering places, naming the one in whose name and presence we draw near. Our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So refreshed by the resurrection life we share in Christ, let us give thanks for this gift of baptism. We thank You, risen Christ, for these waters where You make us new, leading us from death to life, from tears to joy. We bless You, risen Christ, that Your Spirit comes to us in the grace-filled waters of rebirth, like rains to a thirsty earth, like a stream that revives our souls, like cups of cool water shared with strangers. Breathe Your peace on Your church, where we hide in fear. Clothe us with Your mercy and forgiveness. Send us companions on our journey as we share Your life. Make us one, risen Christ. Cleanse our hearts, shower us with life. To You be given all praise with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God now and forever.
Amen.
Can't turn around too fast, and we have a hymn of praise. How great Thou art, Gonna Be Sung by George Beverly Shea. He brought this hymn to the United States in 1956.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Worship. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
O God, you give us your Son as the vine apart from whom we cannot live. Nourish our life in his resurrection, that we may bear the fruit of love and know the fullness of your joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Our first reading comes from Acts chapter 8. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian urchin, a court official of the Cadence, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And he asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He implied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb, silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news of Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here's water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Special music. We were going to do Elvis last week as opposed to...
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows.
Look around you this spring. Evidence.
And I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. And I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Yes, I believe. Oh, I believe. I believe above the storm, the smallest breath will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why.
Our psalm is Psalm 22. The antiphon is, "All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord." From you comes my praise in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the sight of those who fear the Lord. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Let those who seek the Lord give praise. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall bow before God.
For dominion belongs to the Lord, who rules over the nations. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.
Indeed, all who sleep in the earth shall bow down in worship, and all who go down to the dust, though they be dead, shall kneel before the Lord.
Their descendants shall serve the Lord,
whom they shall proclaim to generations to come. They shall proclaim God's deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying to them, "The Lord has acted. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord." Our second reading comes from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whomever does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we ourselves ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Christ is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God, whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from his is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Reactivate my microphone. The gospel reading for this day is from John's gospel, as it's been the last several weeks, and it's from the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You've already been cleansed by the word that you have heard spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch withers, and branches that are gathered together are thrown into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Ponder that. For this is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day. As always, amen. Our service, as we've told you periodically, is divided equally between music, inspirational, gospel, totally oriented that way. It's not for entertainment. It is for proclaiming Jesus Christ, and that's what we do. And then the other half of the service is the prayers, the reading of the word, and now time for the preaching of the word. So may the words of my mouth, the meditation of each and every heart, be acceptable to you, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. At this fifth week, time to kind of pull back from over the weeks. I'm not going to regurgitate all the scripture readings and themes, but please take an overview with me of what has been presented during this Easter season. We had resurrections of Jesus to John, to the disciples, Book of Acts, to different appearances in the Gospel of John, even to the doubting Thomas. We have also have interpretation of what the resurrection means to us by the Apostle Paul, second readings. Please understand the event of the resurrection is just not a idle, powerless statement that Jesus lives, but it is the power of God. And because he lives, like the Gaithers coined in their hymn, it makes all the difference as to whose word speaks in this culture. The ones who died or the one who was raised from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So here we are. We've moved now from looking at some of the accounts of the book of Acts, of Peter giving testimony to the risen Christ, who now the Spirit of God driving Philip. Totally unplanned, unorganized. I don't know about you. I like to have things OCD written down what I'm doing. Philip's on a journey and darn it, the Holy Spirit interrupted him. Do you like interruptions? I don't.
Really?
Yes. And interruptions can be holy interruptions, clergy call it. They're the very moments that God's trying to break through to us to change our mind and look around us at opportunities of mission. God sets them before you every week and every day, as God does for me, to be a vessel of grace, and like the text of Acts says, moved by the Holy Spirit, not your own, not your plan, not your design, and may be an irritant to you, but it's the power of God. Philip was allowed himself to be interrupted. His course was going to be changed. He was transported some magical way, we're not told. And he gets up in a chariot of an Ethiopian eunuch. He was culturally, you know, this Greek-influenced Jew was culturally open to even racial differences. You know, Ethiopia, if you don't know, is known as the first country outside of the Hebrew influence to be a Gentile Christendom, major feat in Africa. Ethiopian church is believed to be one of the oldest churches because of this experience of Philip. What a multiplying effect it had. Because the Ethiopian eunuch went back to his queen, she said, we're going to be Christian, and brought in ministers. Even those holy interruptions can have a multiplier effect nobody could anticipate. The man had a question. Do you have questions? He was willing to pursue an answer. Do you look for answers? The answer was available through the Spirit and through Philip in a tangible way, taking the passage of Isaiah and opening up to him about this is the suffering servant of God, one who gave his life for his people. What does that say to us? It says God is using the moments of our life, even we think are wasted moments, to reach and proclaim whom? You? Me? A church? No. But the gospel of Jesus Christ, died, crucified for us, and raised from the dead. Okay, second reading. Here we've been hearing from 1 John for the last few weeks, so here's another one portion. John is just in this one. He's tripping over himself for the word love. I read this thing three times and I said, my goodness, it sounds like I'm repeating myself. The people are going to think I'm redundant. No. Here's how it began that Cheryl read for you. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. And if you say, being born of God and you know God, but you don't have love, you don't have God. This is love. Not that we love God. We came coming begging and, hey, I'm hungry and thirsty for you, God. But because he loved us and he sent his son Jesus, personified in one Savior for the world. By the atonement of sacrifice for sins. If you don't know all that theological jargon, I can take it through real quick. Atonement is to pay the price, to be at one with God. It's a sloppy way to do it. Sacrifice, it was not our doing, it was his doing. Who is the beneficiary? Our sins. We are. He sacrificed himself for our sins. So, therefore, the consequence, God loves me so much, we also ought to love one another. Now, you haven't seen God, so how can you say you love the invisible when you got your brother next to you? In this land divided by race, ethnicity, and friction between Asian populations, Hispanic populations, African American, and Caucasian, and any other mixture you want to say. If you got some issues, you better start with God. It's not just social change, and it's not just legislative change. It really is heart change. It really is a relational problem with your father, because God says he loves them all. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Remember that song? Jesus loves the little children of the world. How's that for spontaneity? God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. Now, one of the phrases that caught me this morning again as I was preparing and reviewing this, I had ordered some bags that I passed out to some of the people of the congregation as far as the quantity went. The message on it is, we love because he first loved us. I don't love my neighbor because I'm a goody two-shoes. I don't love my neighbor anymore for what they do to me, which is evil. I love my neighbor because of what God in Christ has done for me. Do you get the redirection here? This is not payback for people being good to me. This is payback, so to speak, for God loving me. So with that in mind, we must love our brothers and sisters also. This is a commandment, John says. It is a commandment. The message of John for this day. Now we come to the gospel text. It's one of seven I am statements the Lord Jesus lays on his disciples. It's not found so clearly in the other three gospels called the synoptic gospels, but it is deliberately the organizing principle of the Gospel of John. And so consequently, I am the vine. Remember last week about I am the good shepherd? I told you about agricultural language being used among an agricultural community. And so it is again. You know, we've heard, I am the gate, I am the life and the resurrection, I am the bread of life. All those I am statements. The I am is the key phrase there because it comes back to the reference of the Old Testament God of Yahweh. I am who I am. And so when Jesus uses these seven organizing principles of the Gospel of John, take note, he is calling himself divine. So he is the vine. The Father is the one who tends to us. Well, I expected things to be better because I'm a believer. Well, somebody gave you false information. If that's why you signed up for duty to be a Christian, you better look at the contract again. Because the contract in the Gospel of John is we're going to get pruned. Pruning hurts. My cats don't like their toenails clipped. I suppose if trees and vines could scream when they lost a branch, you know it's for their betterment, strength, control, guidance. So too, when you and I are pruned against our permission and not even a stated desire for it, when events that God allows them to occur, hang on. There is a purpose. And I like the phrase in the scriptures, God can use all things for good for those who love the Lord. It's true. You can believe it. Your pruning is to help you and perhaps the next person you see. One of the neat things is I have always supported recovery of chemically addicted people is to see the work of E.W. Rock, not to give them a special claim over community mental health and all the other wonderful recovery services. But it's the idea of the wounded healer. It's the idea of those who have had the addiction and have recovered, and the rest of their life they're recovering. They're never free from the demon, whatever the substance or substances have been. But they poked their head up. And when the success stories are told on Facebook by Pat Patterson and B.W. Rock, I'm glad so many of people affirm the fact that this person's testimony gives strength to other people. We are pruned, but for a purpose, not of anger, not of conflict or hate, but to help us stronger and to produce fruit. And any good vine dresser would tell you, if they didn't prune it, they would have nothing but wild grapes. You gotta do it if you want the sweeter fruit. And our fruit, as it says here, is to proclaim Christ. We are to bear much fruit, verse 8 of John 15 says. You must bear much fruit because you are my disciples. You carry the tag of Jesus Christ. You say, I'm a follower of the Lord. Then act like it. Grow in grace. Grow in love. Grow in compassion. Go in outreach. Go in sharing. Go in ministering to the far, those who have fallen off society, as well as those in your own sphere of influence. May the God of grace, even in an Easter season, give us the power and desire to do ministry in his name. And why should we do that? Because Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Good job, team. So we continue with our hymn of the day. Hymn of the day. Thank you, Hope. I had to get to my page. Now, this hymn is 4.5 minutes, so stay with us, my Jesus. I love you, as we're singing here for a show. It's by Casting Crowns, if you haven't heard the gorgeous Christian music. More contemporary. Christ.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know. Thou art mine, for thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, Jesus, 'tis now. Oh, 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 oh. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I Jesus, 'tis now. Oh, 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 oh,
and affirming the faith, we speak the creed together.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Alive in the risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. God of fruitfulness, you abide in your church, and your church abides in you. Cleanse us by your word and give yourself to the whole world, to the whole church on earth, so that it bears fruit and witness to your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You have created the heavens and the earth. As we wonder at the beauty of creation, may we seek vital connections among all that depends on the earth for life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You rule the nations with justice and love. Give the leaders of earth assurance of your abiding presence, that they may lead not by fear, but with love for those they are called to serve. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You have loved us so that we can love others. We pray for all in need of your love, but who are poor, lowly, outcasts, weak, or fearful. Provide for the needs of all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You gather us with all the saints by the power of your Spirit. With them, may our hearts live forever in your keeping. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, as we say week after week, day after day in our personal devotions, and so too in our collective prayers here at this worship time, we pray for this earth, this world, this globe, the people, both in nations where there is disparity, huge disparity between rich and poor, where there is inequality, where there is injustice, immensely in their nations and their governments. We pray for the disease that seems to be ravaging many countries, including India. We pray, Lord, for healing within these United States and a collective sense of will to do what is right for other people, not my personal rights or privileges as I define them, but what is good for my neighbor as you would select for me to do. Gracious God, for our own prayer list, many of whom are in serious need of immediate prayer, Donna Taylor, Ray Shinosky, Dan Chittister, Phyllis Akers, for Linda Sullivan as she's recovered from her COVID now at home, Ken Perry in his recovery, Jean Forsner in her recovery from surgery, major surgery, for the young life of Harper Catato as he develops, as he needs special services, grant his parents and grandparents wisdom and knowledge and the power to make the right choices in their life, in his life. We pray for Colleen, our granddaughter-in-law, for Lois Langhoff, still groping and taking her medicine, for fighting cancer at young life of her son being born just a few months old. We pray for the upcoming surgery for Bucky Rose. We pray, Lord, for all who are recovering from COVID, from surgeries, from home illnesses, Lord. Be with them and give them strength through the power of the great physician. So, in hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. I think we're going to have to maybe
cut it down.
Delay this.
Okay. Wanted to try breaking the Lord's Prayer half and half, and the petition being uttered, and then Luther's explanation. That's what Cheryl's relating to. We didn't print it in your bulletins, but we have it ready here. We'll do it another time for length of service. So we just go back and pray the prayer in our traditional fashion.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So I promise, what I'd like to do is periodically interject Luther's explanation so that which is ritual might be remain for us meaningful.
Maybe we could possibly do it for as a video for the Facebook page.
Maybe. There's all kinds of things that leaves a lot of people out. So at this time we would receive our offering. We graciously accept your gifts and support that enables the ministry to go through our Savior until we can be here in person. We had a task force meeting this past week. We were trying to build plans and needs that we have for human people, like you and me, to sign up to make coming together a reality. Church Council meets second Tuesday of May. And after that, we will declare if things are good and staffed, we will be starting perhaps in the month of June. If statistics and the state of Michigan and St. Clair County say it's safe. So our offering hymn for this day is another 4-minute hymn. So we're going to watch the time. It's the doxology.
Thank you.
God of love, you call us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world for the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Don't forget to say your prayers for each and every one of us, for those that are seen and unseen this week.
Yes.
May our glorious God grant you a spirit of wisdom to know and to love the risen Lord Jesus, the God of life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Go in peace. Share the great news. Alleluia.
Thanks
be to God. Amen.
The Doorsbackers are sending their love all out to you all. We pray for you every day.
Church begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.